LDS Services today and let them help you add margin to your success.
All right, time to hit the casino. Think I'll play blackjack first.
And that's 21. You win.
Cool. All right, next is roulette.
And it lands on black. Here are your chips, sir.
Whoa, it's my lucky day. How about the slot machine? Jackpot, all right!
Sometimes the odds are just in your favor, like Thumb Cellular's 50-50 sale. $50 off any phone and 50 bonus gigs thrown in when you sign a new 4G contract. More data and less cost, all just in time for back-to-school savings. Sign up with Thumb Cellular now and get the Moto E free. And you also get $50 in-store credit. Or go more high-tech with the Galaxy S6 or the Galaxy S6 Edge. The sale may be called 50-50, but the odds of winning are 100%. Only at Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky, Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb. Terms of service apply.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
Thumb Area Farmers and Truckers, Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring is your closest authorized dealer for trailers and trailer parts from Mack. Founded by truckers for truckers, Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring has thousands of new and used parts in stock with emphasis on Kenworth, Caterpillar, and now Mack trailers. Open 6 days a week. Visit countrysidemi.com. Stacks Market in Owendale has all the necessities of life, including an ATM, lottery tickets, full selection of favorite beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, and propane fuels, and many convenience items. Open 7 days, Stacks Market, like a little truck stop without showers. ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties wishes all area football teams a great season. At ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties, no job is too big and no question too small. So when fire or water damage strikes your home or business, call the team of specialists that responds faster to any size disaster. When the things that matter most to you are on the line, you want ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties on the job, helping make fire and water damage like it never even happened. Call 989-673-7680. That's 989-673-7680. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Gage leads at the halftime over Caseville 35-14. A 21-point lead for the Bulldogs after two quarters. And now we check in with Dave Hansen, who will take us around the region with other score updates.
First up, we got an 8-man at the half. North Huron leads Peck 14-6. In 11-man football, Cass City in the middle of the third quarter leads Harbor Beach 21-0 at the half. Bad Axe leads Sandusky 14-7 in a good one. And in the second quarter, last we heard, Marlette was beating Reese 21-20, so a good one over in Reese too.
Reese only down by 1 point against Marlette in Reese, I should say. And of course, in the third quarter, Harbor Beach trails 21-0 to Cass City. It was 13-0 at halftime there. Dave Hansen, second half adjustments for both Caseville and Owen Gage.
Well, you're going to see Owen Gage put it in a little bit of cruise control mode, Clark, and normally you don't like to hear that as a fan, but they are going to run the ball a lot more and keep it on the ground. Not that Jake Wright can't throw it, but with one interception under his belt already and no reason why they can't keep running the ball, they're going to continue as they would running the football, working everybody in. On the other side of the ball, Caseville has got to start reading these running plays better. They're getting beat. Their first guy isn't coming near the running back until he's already gained 5 yards. They're trying everything they can to stop the run up the middle, and when they bounce it outside, there's nobody there. So somebody is going to have to contain the outside of the field, force the running backs to stay in the middle where all your linebackers and your D-backs are to come up and make tackles. Offensively for Caseville, they have to find a way to help Cole Simmons out. He's been able to manufacture runs on his own, but somebody has to help that poor guy out. He can't carry it on every down, and they're going to be keying on him in the second half.
The second half is only 2 minutes away. We'll return in 60 seconds on the WLEW Sports Network as Own Gage gets the first possession in the second half, leading 35-14 over the Caseville Eagles in Caseville, Michigan on the WLEW Sports Network.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Mike Brown for archery, bow and arrow, or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry this year with a handmade cedar blinds in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Don't miss the 23rd annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 13th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 13th at the Emily City Fairgrounds. So get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
We're ready to kick off this second half from Caseville, Michigan. Own Gage 35, Caseville 14. Another score update at the half. Vassar leads Memphis 34-0 from Vassar, Michigan.
Yeah, we weren't surprised there, Clark. Memphis not so good this year, and Vassar is definitely the team to watch out for. Them and Cass City are probably your favorites in the GTW.
And that's a game that we're more than likely will be carrying, as we have an undetermined, to-be-determined schedule following week number 5, as we will be choosing the most important and crucial game to the standings in those final 4 weeks.
It's a little early to say, but that one certainly could determine who wins the GTW at this point. But again, league play hasn't truly started yet, so it's a little early to say, but those two teams have been the most outstanding so far through 2.5 weeks.
Of course, tonight being the final tune-up for the GTC, before they get into divisional play next week. Next week, of course, you can hear Lakers in Cass City from Laker Country on Sports Radio 102.1. As Caseville kicks this one off, and it's into the hand, kicks off by Cole Simmons. The ball is still loose, and it's brought in by Caseville at the 40-yard line as the ball hit number 77, had the initial. Kevin Brinkman, he couldn't bring it in. Aaron Farner tried to bring it in. And there was Caseville, Johnny on the spot, number 34.
Old faithful.
Cole Simmons.
Yes, sir.
Should draft him out of fantasy league.
Oh, man, I can't believe I didn't have him yet.
As Caseville coming out with a little aggression in the second half, and they get the first possession after an onside kick goes their way, and they have a short field to work with at the Own Gage 40-yard line.
Well, I like the call by Jason Pierce. The big guys of Own Gage are up front on that kickoff, so why not bounce one right at them, see if their hands are very good. In this case, they weren't.
Alice in the shotgun, rolling to his left, looking to pass, and keeps it for himself across the 40-yard line to about the 39. But we do have a flag on the far sideline. This could be a false start, but it should be a dead ball if that's the case. And we'll find out from the officials what exactly is going on. And it is
disco night.
Disco night again in Caseville. Could be an illegal formation if it was not a dead ball that pushes him back 5 yards. So it is now a first and 15 from the 45-yard line for Caseville. Right to left across your radio in the red uniforms and red helmets with white face masks for the Eagles.